Listen to a lecture in an ornithology class.
You know, it's kind of fashionable among students of birds to study rare and exotic species, especially endangered ones like golden eagles or spotted owls. But I often think that everyday birds, birds that really are part of our lives, are simply overlooked. So I'd like to spend some time talking about a very common bird, black crows. It might surprise you to know that crows are among the most challenging birds to observe and study. First of all, they look alike. Picking out one or several individual crows in a flock and finding them again later is almost impossible. People studying larger animals can put some kind of marker on them so they can tell them apart. Well, you can trap a larger animal like a bear and immobilize it with a tranquilizer gun. Then it's easy to put a tag on it, but try doing that to a crow and you'll probably kill it. Secondly, crows are highly intelligent survivors. They adapt easily to widely varying situations. This adds to the difficulty of studying them because they pick up so many individualized habits. So you can never be sure whether any conclusion you reach about crows from observing them applies to the whole species or just to those particular crows you've been watching. One generalization about crows that can be made with a reasonable degree of certainty is that in the last 40 years, more and more crows have been found living in large cities. They are attracted by people who produce enormous amounts of garbage and leave it in places that crows can easily get to. It makes the distances they must travel to hunt a lot shorter.